Governor Tony Evers has declared 2019 as a year of clean drinking water. Greenfire spokesperson Paul LaLiberty says there is some interest in Madison to follow this idea.
There seems to be some interest legislatively now to do something about water quality, which is a great thing to see. And we want to make sure that those efforts don't stop at just dealing with the consequences of water problems, you know, more water treatment for water supplies, for example, and actually makes an effort to reduce the pollutants at the source.
They say the rising intensity of both livestock and crop production in Wisconsin has increased soil erosion, polluted runoff to lakes and streams, as well as contaminated groundwater, which serves as the drinking water source for two-thirds of the state's citizens. They say the state's current approach involves incentives to voluntarily reduce pollutants flowing off fields or seeping into groundwater. LaLiberty says while that has worked in small watersheds, but not so in larger watersheds.
Our scientists have looked into some of the specific details on what it would take to do that, to go inside the standards. We have technical standards for agriculture, and how would we need to change them to move us in the right direction?
The Environmental Protection Agency determined that the DNR's review of large farm permits was inadequate due to staff shortages and compliance with manure management plans could not be assured. More information is at wigreenfire.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.